Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's bring in correspondent Brad Milkey this morning. Brad, where are the American people on this shutdown?
Well, you know what? When it comes to the shutdown leading into it, ABC and the Washington Post asked Americans, who would you potentially blame if there was to be a shutdown at the end of the week? By a 20-point margin, Americans say they would likely to blame Republicans. Perhaps not surprising, considering Republicans do, of course, control the White House. They control both chambers of Congress. And so that's where the blame seemed to lie. However, it wasn't really a majority of Americans that said they blame Republicans. A large group of Americans say they'd blame both parties equally, or that they were unsure, but the number of people who said they would blame Democrats, who we now know, of course, are holding things up in the Senate, a block of Democrats have decided not to pass this continuing resolution. Only about 30% of Americans say they would blame Democrats for this. Of course, that was before the shutdown began, so we'll see how perceptions change.
Now, DACA has been one of the big issues that's led to the shutdown and the stalemate. Do American feelings on DACA kind of correlate with their feelings on the shutdown, or is it a little different?
Well, you think of DACA as perhaps a 50-50 issue because of the way it's played out along these shutdown lines, right? You think of it that it might be a partisan issue. That's not what we're seeing in polling. 87% of Americans, 87% say they would like legal status for these young immigrants who came here as children illegally. So about 9 in 10 Americans think that DACA in some form should go through. You also look at some of the other signature immigration issues that are playing out right here. 60% of Americans say they do not support a border wall. And so that appears to be one of the issues. If Americans do consider this a fight about immigration, a lot of them are likely to fall in the Democratic camp here. However, you wonder how many people are actually paying attention to how does immigration affect this shutdown? I think a lot of Americans would just prefer to see the government not shut down at all.
All right, that's correspondent Brad Milkey on the polling on this shutdown.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.